Okay, it's 3 p.m. You happen to be at the library and you log in on one of their computers to check your email. You go home. 6 p.m., you suddenly realize you didn't sign out of your email account on the library computer. Is it time to panic? Probably not, especially if you use Gmail.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Welcome back. My name is Scott Johnson, and this is the Computer Tutor Podcast. This is the show where we make computing simple. And by simple, I mean your computer should be something that's easy to use, and it does what you want it to do. Isn't it nicer to think of your computer as your friend rather than something you want to throw out the window? Well, that's what I can help with. I work with clients all over the U.S. through remote access, so if your computer's not working like it should or as fast as it used to, get in touch with me. Let's get it fixed. And I can't let today's episode go by without mentioning this. Today marks the one-year birthday of this podcast. This is episode 52. And I've put out a new podcast every Monday morning for a full year now. I have to say, it's really been enjoyable, and I really appreciate you joining me on this adventure. Now, on to today's topic. Sometimes using a computer other than your own is just convenient. You might be at the library or at a friend's house, maybe at an internet cafe or an airport. A lot of these places still have public computers for people that need them. Some are free, like the library, and some you have to pay for, like an internet cafe. But just about everyone has used one of these computers from time to time. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem arises when you check your email and you simply forget to log out of your account when you leave. It's actually a pretty common thing. Personally, I've been in some places that have public computers and come across one that was logged into somebody's email account. All I do is click the log out button. I really think that's what most people would do. But the question is, what should you do when you realize you forgot to log out of your account? Well, if the computer's at a friend's house and you trust that person, just make a phone call and request that they log you out of your account, if they haven't done it already anyway. If the computer's at the library and the library's still open, just call them up and ask one of the librarians to go over and log out. If the library's closed, leave a voicemail. But practically speaking, in most cases, the computers would be checked as part of the closing procedures anyway, and you would have already been logged out of it. Same procedure for an internet cafe. But if you use Gmail for your email service, then you don't have to bother with any of those steps I just mentioned. Gmail makes it really easy to log out of your account even when you're no longer at the computer you used to log in. Here's all you have to do. Log into your Gmail account at gmail.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, and you'll see a link that says Details. Go ahead and click on that link. What you see now is a list of activity on that email account. You can look at the recent activity and see if anything has happened on your account while you weren't using it, but the important thing to do is click the button that says Sign Out All Other Sessions. That's going to immediately log you out of any other computers, the library, your friend's house, the airport, whatever. Problem solved. At this point, it probably wouldn't hurt to check the sent folder to see if any emails were actually sent out on your behalf by someone else who may have had access to your account. And of course, it never hurts to change your email password from time to time, so you should probably go ahead and do that too, just as an added precaution. This is just another example of the advantage of using Gmail as your primary email account. Now, just a reminder before I close, did you know that in addition to doing this podcast every Monday, I also send out an email newsletter? Sometimes the newsletter has stuff in it that I don't put anywhere else. And sometimes I mention things here on the podcast that I don't put in the newsletter. So the safest thing is to subscribe to both. To get my Monday email, just go to computertutorflorida.com and put your email address in where you see the three red arrows up in the top right. You'll even get a free gift immediately just for subscribing. Well, I hope your week is fantastic, and I hope to see you back here next Monday morning. I'll be here with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.